Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
News Talk 830 WCCO, originating from spring training in Fort Myers, Florida. I'm Mike Max. Joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, Bob Basin, former UMD and NHL goalie, longtime NHL goalie coach. And what do we got here in Minnesota? We got a new goalie. We got a new goalie in Minnesota. An old goalie, but a new goalie. Bob, how are you tonight?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Always good to visit.
Being dry. Yeah.
Are you in Minnesota tonight?
Yeah.
I'm down here in Fort Myers. It's like it's a little bit humid.
Well, I saw you on the newscast. Yeah, it looked kind of nice down there.
Yeah, it is kind of nice down here, now that you say it. A lot going on in sports back in the cities, though, and Marc-Andre Fleury is a part of it. You know him very well. We've talked about him on this show before. What did the Minnesota Wild get in Marc-Andre Fleury?
Well, I think they got a gem. I mean, the guy's 37, soon to be 38, I think, but he's in great shape. His skill set is fantastic still. He's quick. He's got great hands. He's got great feet. And he's got probably $1 million goalie mind, right? So he's got the whole package, and he's still hungry. I listened to one of his interviews yesterday, and you can just see the desire that how bad he wants to win games, what kind of a high he gets on after winning a regular season game. So he's driven. He's still driven. So I think Billy's done a good job of going out and getting him.
Isn't that the key when you decide whether or not, first of all, the fact that he'd waive his no-trade clause and agree to go to this city tells you something. Second, people don't understand this maybe, Bob, but he's made all the money he's going to need. He can easily close out the regular season and go play golf. This tells you something, right, that he badly wants to compete.
Yeah. Well, it just sounds like it drives him. That's just like a craving for him. To get into those type of games.
Which is a coach's dream, right?
Yeah, because he still wants it. I mean, I think when you get, probably when I ended my career, maybe I didn't want it as much, right? Maybe I didn't crave that feeling. You always, crave the great result of a win, but maybe your apprehension going into that game gets a little higher at the end of your deal, end of your career maybe. But he still got it. I mean, he just, like I said, that interview, he was so pumped about getting into situations like that and then succeeding and winning. So that's, you can't teach that stuff. I mean, that's internal.
Bob, when you played for a goalie, when you have a bad night, is there nothing that eats away more? I mean, are those sleepless nights when you have a bad night between the pipes? How does that feel when you're a goalie and the numbers are just, if the other team scores 5 goals, you got to look in the mirror. What's that like for a goalie? And what's the healthy way to handle it, I guess?
Well, I mean, there's two folds. I mean, I might have played well and gave up 5. And that's not going to eat at me, right? That won't eat at me. If the team player's great and I give up, 2 bad ones, maybe a third semi-soft one and lose 5-3. You're going to stay up all night. You're going to stay up, and you're going to be on edge till you get to that next game and flush that one out. A practice won't do it. You got to get to a game, flush it out, have a good performance, and then you release it. So, but if you don't have a good performance, if you kind of duplicate what you just did, then that, you know, starts creating a little problem. And that's when, you know, if we all knew how to control a slump, we would never get to that, right?
That's right. Welcome to life in sports, right?
That's when a downturn comes, and how are you going to get out of it? When can you get out of it? And, you know, if you're not, you know, it's mental and it's technical, but it's the quicker you come out, the better you're off in the long haul.
Bob Mason is our guest, and John Schuster, Coldwell Banker Hotline. Cam Talbot all of a sudden plays well last night, and really his last couple of performances. Rate him this year. He was in the All-Star game, but it's hard to figure out, you know, where he's at and what level he's at.
Yeah, I mean, last night I watched that game, and he was probably the sharpest I've seen him in over a month or maybe 2 months. He was quiet. You know, I was talking to Darby today. I just said, yeah, he looks just sharp. He looked, you know, I always term it, you know, quiet feet. You got to have quick feet, but you have quiet feet when the puck's coming. You got to be quiet. Same with it on your knees, on your butterfly technique, and your butterfly, your legs. You got to be quiet on your legs. And he was, because you can easily slip and slide out of position. And he was spot on last night. Didn't move extra at all. And he made a couple big saves. He made a glove save, I think, in the second. But he was, that's the best I've seen him for a couple of months. So I don't know, maybe some of the pressure was off him. You know, maybe he's sure. Relaxed a little bit. They should be a good tandem. I mean, from everything what they talk about Fleury, he's always been a good tandem guy. You know, he certainly doesn't have an ego. I think internally, you got to have an ego. But externally, that ego is kept quiet and kept to the door. So I think there would be no problem there, and it could be a good tandem down the rest of the season.
Do you look at it as a tandem, though, or do you look at it as Fleury plays 3 out of 4, otherwise you wouldn't bring him here?
Well, yeah, you got to look at it that way. You know, we really would have gone out and got him and done a 50-50 deal here, but, you know, like Dean was talking about last night, Talbot looked sharp. He said the coaches would certainly have a meeting today, and he was going to be their starter for tomorrow night against Vancouver. I would think, you know, they'd probably want to get Fleury in there, you know, as soon as possible to get him acclimated with the team a little bit more. They're going to have a little dilemma with that. But I would think, you know, he would be the guy that they might go to a little bit more. And obviously, their goaltending was a little more of an issue than maybe they let on to believe, you know, through the media for the last maybe month. You know, a lot of quotes where Billy and Dean were liking their goalies, loving their goalies. We got no problem here. But obviously it was a little bigger worrisome than we were told. And that's why Billy went out and got that cagey veteran.
Yeah, that's another way of saying if we don't get a deal done, well, I told you all along we were happy with the goalies, but we tried like hell to get a deal done. You know, that gives you the backlift in that, you know, in case you don't get a deal done. Now when you like to play goalie, like there are certain, you know, if you bring a pitcher in, he's got to meet with the catcher and that's about it. And you know, once he knows his stuff, he goes out and pitches, and then they learn a little bit as they go along. Is it difficult at all for a goalie to step in, or is that the easiest position to step in? Too, because it's so tunnel vision as to what you have to do, or are there a lot of games and semantics that we don't understand as to how you play with, you know, on the power play and, you know, shorthanded with defensemen, whatever?
Well, there'd be some communication with their D. You know, a lot of the terminology is very similar from team to team on goalie handles, goalie exchanges with their defensemen. That shouldn't be a big problem. Penalty kill, you know, on the other team's power play, would be sitting down with Bob Woods and going through your PK meetings and, you know, telling what they're trying to take away and what they're going to give you. And so you got a pretty good book on that before the games. And obviously he's played against every team in the league numerous times. I'm sure he's got a little library in his mind that he knows certain shooters, certain plays on different power plays that he might face. So, it shouldn't be, I wouldn't think it'd be a big deal at all.
What you know, when you watch a goalie in practice, and you watch them always in practice all the time, what are you looking for? Do you pick up much, or is a guy is who he is, and his practice time and the game is much the same, or do you see habits or problems, or hey, he doesn't look competitive every day, and the great ones are. What do you look for?
Yeah, I mean that's part of it. Not wanting the puck to get behind you, even in practice. I hated getting scored on in practice. If the puck would go in, I'd kick it back out of the net. You know, been like a net full of pucks. You know, so I didn't like getting scored on in practice, and most pro goalies don't like getting scored on in practice. So you got to compete, and that goes a long way with your teammates. But you got to compete, and you got to work on just not the hard stuff. You got to work on the little stuff and keep that sharp. If you keep that those little fundamentals sharp, you know, you generally tend to stay out of trouble. Good footwork, good movement, good balance, simple little things that keeps you right on track. And then you go out and play, and it's just automatic. You get in there, and you're not like, God, my legs feel weird tonight. My edges are good tonight, or they're bad tonight. You know, your edges are the same all and every night. And you get used to that, that certain crouch you're in, just little solid basic things where you can perfect and own, and they don't change from night to night. And then you just go out there and play, and then mentally get into it mentally. And that's one thing I always looked, you know, how clean your stopping pucks. If your stopping puck's clean, you're probably getting there. You know, you get into that puck in a good way. Your balance is good. Your footwork's good. And then you're stopping clean pucks. If you're just getting there when the puck's coming, then you're probably going to be sloppy. You're going to leave some juicy rebounds. Pucks might go through you. So you got to work on beating that pass, you know, trying to get your feet. You know, I always say get your toes to the puck and get those things quiet, and then you go from there.
What age do you know if a kid's got it to be a goaltender? Are most of them late bloomers?
Oh, God. I used to run camps with Dwayne Rollison all the time. You could tell, you know, that, you know, I don't know, Pee-wees might have been a little young. Bantam age probably in that area, 14, 15, you know, maybe a little bit younger than that. You know, if the guy's got a good, you know, if he's got just good goalie, you know, sometimes they got good goalie instincts. You know, they read plays, or even at that age, they can anticipate well. And then, you know, some kids are just, you know, they'll grow into their body, get stronger. A lot of kids can't move that well at a young age because they're not strong enough. They just don't get the pushes off their legs and the inside edges. So you get into that Bantam level. That's when you start can, you know, pick some pretty good players coming up, but that might be pretty good. So
who on the
Bulldog goalie looked good last week, Maxie. That Fanti kid from Thunder Bay. They beat two shutouts in a row, Denver and Western Michigan. He looked great.
Yeah, hot at the right time, right?
Big time. Yeah, I was up there actually. Last time we talked, I was up there. Tommy Kerber's Memorial Night. They played St. Cloud up there.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
He played that game, and he was super sharp in that game, too. Duluth beat him in overtime. That was a great game. Yeah, it was awesome. So it was a good weekend.
I heard they did a nice job paying tribute to Tommy Kerber as our late friend.
They did a great job. Heather was up there. The kids were up there. Mike Sertich, the head coach, was up there, sure. Did a little presentation on ice, and they had some video board stuff on him. So it was a good night, and then Saturday night was Mark Pavlich night. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of emotion for one night in one program.
A couple of Bulldog
players.
Legends. Yeah.
Bob, if you look at the Minnesota Wild right now, is there one person that would step up and be the most vocal in the room? And is Fleury one of those people? Obviously, Spurgeon's the captain, but he's not necessarily vocal. He's a lead by example. Maybe he gets more vocal than I realized. You were around him for a long time. But is there one person that you look to between periods at the end of the year and the playoffs when things aren't going well that owns the room?
I'd have to think it'd be, yeah, Spurgey's a little more on the quiet side. I would have to think Foligno would be right in there. You know, Dumba's a pretty vocal kid. So probably the top two guys, I would think. I think Kaprizov's fairly quiet. I'm not sure on Fleury. I don't know if he's a talker in the locker room. Most goalies aren't talkers in the room because they're kind of in their little bubble. But I'm sure if he speaks, they're going to listen with big time open ears and listen to what he's saying, because he's you know, got a world of experience in pro hockey and with his experiences. So whenever he does talk, I'm sure it's going to go a long way.
If you were the Wild, who would scare you more in the playoffs, if a matchup with Colorado or with Calgary?
Maybe Calgary. You know, with maybe Markstrom's might be a little better than Kemper, maybe. You know, maybe Kemper coming here might get into his head a little bit, maybe. I don't know. They haven't played Colorado for a while. They got them coming up here next week, I think, next Sunday maybe. But they're both. They're dangerous. I mean, Colorado's probably got, you know, a handful of more explosive players than Calgary. Calgary plays a little tougher game, a little bigger game. Like I said, Markstrom can be a difference maker. He's played pretty solid all year. Maybe Colorado's D. They got Dion Makar is fantastic. It'd be tough. You know, maybe a little different, a little lighter series against Colorado. Maybe more skill, more speed. And Calgary might be more of a, you know, north-south bang, tighter game, you know, bigger bodies. So.
It's
not going to be easy.
No, I always thought Calgary would have an upper hand, not just because they own the Wild and they played them twice a couple weeks ago, but because they look like they could wear the Wild down because of that toughness and that strength and that stuff. Is that an accurate read?
Yeah, they would. You know, that's a Daryl Sutter team. You know,
yeah,
they,
say no more.
Down. Yeah, big time, exactly. He did it for a long time, and he's never changed his style. And that's the way they've always played.
For sure. Hey, Bob, always appreciate it. Thank you for your insight. It's always fun to talk to somebody who's been there, done that, and we appreciate your insights very much.
Okay, Maxine, good talking to you.
Yep. Yeah, we'll do it again soon. Thanks, Bob.
Yep.
You bet.
All right, bye-bye.
Bob Mason.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.